I grabbed my backpack and headed for the bus stop. I was the first one there. I should have brought a book to help kill the time, but that would immediately mark me as a real geek. Eventually, I heard a noise in the distance.
"Hey, Scotty!"
Mouth Kandeski shouted when he was still half a block away.
"What you think? High school! It's the big time! We're in high school! Man, that's cool! That's so cool!"
He dribbled a trail of words like a leaking milk carton as he closed the distance between us. My best guess is that he can only breathe when he's talking. "Hi, Mouth," I said when he reached me. His name's Loudon. Bad move on his parents' part. He got called Loudmouth the moment he started school. It was shortened to Mouth soon after that. We didn't hang out or anything, but I guess since I was one of the few kids on the planet who'd never scream shut up at him, he figured I was interested in what he had to say. I was more interested in wondering what would happen to him if I clamped a hand over his mouth. Maybe he'd swell up and explode. Maybe the top of his head would pop off, sending his dorky orange ball cap into orbit where it belonged. Maybe the words would shoot out of his butt with so much force his pants would rip. Left unclamped, Mouth had plenty more to discuss.
"I'll tell you, I can't wait. This is awesome. I'm kind of nervous. Are you nervous? I mean, I'm not scared or nothing, but just kind of nervous. You know, nervous isn't the same as scared. It's sort of like the buzz you get from lots of coffee. I drank 8 cups once. I started drinking coffee this summer. You drink coffee? It's not bad if you put in enough sugar."
Past Mouth, I spotted more freshmen. Familiar faces from Tom Paine Middle School, looking like Easter eggs in their new clothes. Then, one unfamiliar face. A goddess. An honest-to-goodness goddess. At the first sight of her, even from a distance, I felt like I'd been stabbed in the gut with an icicle. I wanted to gather branches and build a shrine, or slay a mastodon and offer her the finest pieces fresh from the hunt.
"Whoa, it's Julia,"
Mal said, breaking the spell.
"Hey, Julia, you look different."
Wow, Mouth was right. It was Julia Baskins. I'd known her most of my life, and I hadn't recognized her. She was one of those kids who blend into the background. Like me, I guess. Well, the background had lost a blender. She was gorgeous. She'd always kept her dark brown hair in a braid. Now it was cut short and shaggy, with a couple of highlights. She was wearing makeup that did amazing things to her eyes, and a sweater and khakis that did amazing things to the rest of her. She looked taller, too.
"You're wearing contacts, right? I wanted contacts, but Mom said I had to wait until I got more responsible, just because I let my braces get gunked up and had all those cavities. And lost my retainer 3 times. Well, really just 2. The other time my dog ate it, so that doesn't count. You have a dog?"
Julia shook her head and managed to squeeze in the word.
"Cat."
"I don't have a cat. I have an Airedale. He's not a purebred, but that's what we think he mostly is."
He jammed his hand into his jacket pocket, fished around, and pulled out a broken Oreo.
"Want a cookie?"
"No, thanks."
Julia slipped away from Mouth and joined her friend Kelly Holbrook near the curb. I worked my way closer and tried to think of some excuse to talk to her. I never got the chance.